episode 8
or 28, depending on how you count numbers.
Yeah, you know what? Numbers are a construct.
Yeah, numbers are a figment of my imagination.
Well, you know how we're going to start it off today?
Yeah. Because we do the same thing every time.
Jenny, how are you feeling today?
Motherhood edition.
Thanks so much for asking, Tracy. Today I'm feeling my word of the day, which is two words, but I couldn't come up with a better one, is thought-provoking. It's a hyphenated word.
Wow.
I looked it up. Because I feel like when you're a mom, you, first of all, think about things you do more because they affect other people now. Mm-hmm. But also think about things you say and do because they see you do those things.
Right.
So I'm sure it'll be, like, bigger when she's older and can understand language. Mm-hmm. But, like, just, I mean, you've seen her. Like, she mirrors what you do. Like, yeah. If you clap, she claps. So, like, it's been interesting to figure out how to speak to her to, like, know that those are then the words she's going to use.
Yeah.
So as she's actually able to do more stuff, it's been very thought-provoking to watch her little face learn things.
It's thought-provoking for her because she's making provoking thoughts.
Mm-hmm. And it's very funny because we've had our friend Audrey here for the past few days babysitting, and she's been, like, hanging out with her and, like, watching her just, like, be silly. And she's like, it's just like, what is she thinking? And I'm like,
I know, what is she thinking?
So many things. She's been a little crabbier than normal, and I think it's because she's literally just, like, learning a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Just like, and this is too much.
Yeah. She's like, it's a lot. But it's crazy.
Yeah.
Babies are crazy, man.
Babies are weird.
It's like the opposite of, like, what people tell you about babies, that they're, like, dumb or stupid and they don't know a lot. It's like, no, they actually are, like, absorbing all the information.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Anyways. They're sponges.
Little sponges.
Little baby sponges.
Soaking it all up. Anyways. Speaking about thought-provoking things.
Is it, Jenny, really?
Guys, we got a treat for
you. Oh, boy. Today, I don't even know if I want to go through this with the episode today.
Guys.
Honestly, I think I got to go.
Your laundry's in the dryer.
Damn it.
Guys, today we're going to read to you from we were originally going to read to you from our diaries.
I fucked it up.
Tracy fucked it up, but that's fine because this is going to be more embarrassing.
Honestly, I think this is more embarrassing than what my actual diary journal
would have been. I mean, my diary goes back to 1995, so how embarrassing could those be? But this, guys, is from 2003 to, like, 2007.
Yeah. We were, to set the scene, so we were 17? No, 16. 16, 17, 17, 18. Yeah, 16. 16, a mere 16 years old.
Babies.
Maybe learning how to drive, maybe not.
Yeah.
I in Western New York.
I in Midwestern Michigan.
Yeah.
Worlds apart.
Worlds apart, yet still nerds close.
These are things I think are true. We would have been friends. We would have also been losers.
Yep. Still am.
Still, yeah. Fair. Anyways, we thought it'd be fun to read to you from our diaries.
I'm sure this is, like, so excruciating, and we haven't even. We can't. Okay. We can omit something if it's, like, really not. You don't want to share
okay.
it. But otherwise, everything is on the table.
Okay.
You read every single word in your post.
It's already obnoxious.
Mine is. The way I talk in these. I'm so sorry.
Who are we?
It was also 2003.
Yeah, so remember.
So just remember, set the scene. 2003. Maybe we're playing a little. What's in 2003?
Well, you're about to find
Britney
out.
Britney Spears, Backstreet. Well, I was constantly playing Backstreet Boys.
I mean, I talk a lot about Dave Matthews in this.
John Mayer.
Lots of John this time.
Maybe there was a. Butterfly Clips were over.
Yeah.
Maybe I was wearing Love Spell. Maybe I was wearing Country Apple from Bath and Body Works.
I definitely was wearing Daffodil Fields.
Sure.
That's what I was wearing.
Maybe I was wearing, like one of those shirts that change color in the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Was that earlier?
No, I think that was about this time.
In juniors in high school? I know that I had, like, a Victoria's Secret bag. I had contacts.
I wore contacts at that point.
What else happened junior year? I guess, honestly, we're about to find out. So what we're going to do, just everyone, just set the scene.
Okay.
Just remember that it's 2003 and we're idiots.
Okay.
So we're each going to read our first and last post in our live journals.
Do you want me to go first?
Sure. First, please tell me what your name was.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to spell it.
Please do.
D-I-V. Oh, God. People are going to go to this now. Well. D-I-V-A-L-I-C-I-O-U-S 04, because that's a year we graduated.
Divalicious. So good.
What?
Doesn't seem very you. I thought for sure it was going to be the Asian star.
So Divalicious was really into like Superstar and like a capital X and a little O and then whatever. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. You don't need to know my other ones. I'm sharing too much information.
Yeah, you're going too far here.
Okay, so my first post is December 14th, 2003. 9:47 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mm. From here on in, I shoot without a script. Okay, the title is, I am officially not a LJ virgin. Well, I decided to join the LJ bandwagon only because it turned free. Haha, yes, I am that cheap.
What, it wasn't free before that?
I guess not.
No one?
I would also like to say, like, everything I say, I didn't have to write it down, you know? Okay, plus Zanga was being retarded, I'm so sorry, and only letting the people who had an account on Zanga leave comments. Plus, LJ looks much more fun.
I feel like that is how WordPress still is, and I can't leave comments on people's shit. Anyways, go on.
So, it's like a freaking blizzard out there today. First, I had to drive to church, which is a bitch. Then, I had to leave to go to school for a concert, but it turned out that it was canceled, which was good, and it meant that I didn't have to drive there. Then, I went home, and my mom was all like, just don't get a dance. But I was like, I want to go, because I'm a hardcore, dedicated dancer. Ha. But so, my dad drove us because he wanted to stay at home and watch the game. Boo. So, it went all right. A-L-R-I-T-E.
Oh, no.
But my knee still hurt from when I fell up Lauren's stairs yesterday. LOL. Yes, it was indeed hysterical, but I was bleeding a little.
Glad you're still laughing about it.
I don't even remember it. And my left knee is, like, all bruised and stuff. Oh, well. But anywho, H-O-O. I'm glad I went to dance because Laura was there. I haven't seen her since the recital, I think. I was excited. I love you, just in case you happen to read this. So then we went home, and I still had one more concert to be at church.
It's a very long day of your life.
It was a Sunday. But we decided that since it's still a bitch outside, that we weren't going to drive all the way to Irondequoit again, which is like 20 minutes away.
Okay.
So we didn't. Sad face. Oh, well. And that's it. I'm being lazy and not doing my HW. Maybe I should do that now. All right, kids. Thanks for reading. Thanks for caring. Peace.
No one cared. No one read this.
No.
I bet the people who read...
Oh, wait, I think I have one comment.
Oh, please.
It's not showing up.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait, it's Laura.
Plot twist.
Plot twist, Tracy, it's Laura. And how funny that I write your LJ.
How does she... Whatever.
I have yet to get one, but I'm working on it hardcore. I just need a code or whatever. It was great seeing you. Blah, blah, blah.
How did people read our live journals? I guess you had to give them the URL via AIM?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh my God, well, she's talking shit about this other girl in class.
Oh, in the comment?
Shit, I shouldn't have said that. But how about some major chillage time the next month while I'm home? Yeah, no excuses. Love you. Bye. LOL.
This
is just my friend from dance. It's
a weird place.
Yeah.
That was really delightful.
Oh boy. Okay, what is yours?
Okay, so my name is Accidental Smile.
Obviously. I'm not going to even...
Yeah. My name, though, was Fast Paced Chaos was the name of my blog.
Thatlivejournal.com.
Yeah. Okay, so my first post is July 27th, 2003.
Mm-hmm. Hot. Hot in Michigan.
Hot in Michigan. This was 11:44 p.m.
Wow.
Just the way I felt last night. I can't. So
is that the name of the subject?
Sometimes when it's really nice out or really windy out or really dark out, I get this feeling that makes me want to write. What? Usually it's reading that makes me happy, but once in a while I force myself to write poems, and I think that's what keeps these little spurts of writing coming.
Cute.
Like tonight. The wind is powerful tonight, almost magical. Like, right before the calm that comes with a thunderstorm, only all I can see in that big black sky is millions of stars.
Oh, my God.
That inhabit our universe. It is amazing how many different things you can see when you look up. What am I writing? Looking up sometimes makes me so dizzy for that same reason. It's so embarrassing. Imagine how many millions of miles away those stars are, and you can see them. That's really something.
It is something.
And of all the stars you can see, I bet most of them have names you'll never even know.
Mm.
Then again, there are stars you can buy on places such as eBay.
Such as places like eBay.
When you can name a star and get a certified certificate in the mail along with a locator to find your star. One of my friends did that for her boyfriend once, named a star after him. I think it's cool. And all, but I wonder how many people have also bought that same star. I don't believe many companies would make money off stars that one time. And there are only so many stars you can see with the naked eye. I mean, if everyone wanted to name a star that they could see driving in their Saab or their Benz, then imagine how many stars would be overlapped in names. Like your star, say you're naming it Freddy, it could also belong to Sam from Kentucky. It's like the Emmett Smith commercial where everyone claims to be Emmett Smith.
What? You know commercial.
The Emmett Smith commercial. The only difference is that everyone will claim the same piece for different names. Stars are good things to have, nevertheless, even if it's named or renamed or simply not named at all. What?
Oh, you're still going on about it, is the thing.
The point is that if there really is a point to be had, wrapped up to me, is that they're up there, those balls of nitrogen or carbon or whatever they're made of, and they're visible to us. And that, like I said earlier, makes me dizzy. I know that some people get dizzy very easily.
What are you saying?
Like Mark.
Mark Tennis?
Yeah, Mark Tennis. He gets dizzy faster than you can say pancake, and I don't get it. Then there are some people that don't. I know Aaron doesn't. What? Like once we went to Cedar Park and Casey wouldn't ride the roller coasters with me and Aaron rode one with me. We both got dizzy and sick. It wasn't cool.
Oh.
Being dizzy can be okay, though.
Oh, my God. Are you still going on?
Especially if you're putting it to good use, like swinging in a hammock for 3 hours, or spinning round and round and round until you fall over and then you try to run 10 feet or so. Yeah, dizzy can be okay. ...
Is that it?
Yep.
Dizzy can be okay.
So you're a normal person writing about your day. You know, I'm writing about...
That's funny because I was like, wow, I'm such a loser. I was just like, stream of consciousness, this is what happened. And you're like, dizziness can be okay. And there are stars in the galaxy that are bigger than us.
What a loser.
No, we're both losers.
These are both we're so bad.
Okay, so now what we're going to do is Jenny has a random date generator. And then we're just going to... She's going to say it. And then we're just going to read whatever is closest.
Okay, so... This could be tricky. It'll be a good one.
Okay.
February 18th, 2004.
I'd also like to say that in some of these, I did not do spell check, and it's just bothering me so much now.
I feel like
now.
Spell check wasn't even built in then. That's you know
true.
What I mean?
Yeah, but still. Okay, so mine's from February 19th, 2004 at 1:04 a.m. And
whoa.
The subject line is, gah.
Oh, no.
It's like a few paragraphs. I'll just... read through it. Yesterday, a rehearsal. I was a theater person. Sorry, let me just
clarify.
If you can't get it from context clues, please say any questions that you might have. Please interrupt me. Yesterday, rehearsal was, I'm just going to blame everything on the guys that don't know their parts. Because Mancini, who was the director / theater teacher, was definitely pissed, and I was too. Gah. But whatever. I understand where he's coming from. It's all going to be fine. Then... Later that night,
oh my God.
Me, Clara, Daniela, and Sarah Nichols went to Java's, which is like a coffee shop downtown, and had a good time just chilling and talking. Then we got bored, tried to figure out if there were any good places to go, but there really isn't anything that one 18-year-old and three 17-year-olds can do. I was 18. They were 17.
Oh, my God.
So we just drove around aimlessly around the city and ended up in, like, a Rondacoy. LOL, good times. That why were we there? There's like besides like my church, there's I don't know what we were doing there.
Because you had nothing else to do because you were 18 years old.
Yeah, it's true. Then Clara slept over and we watched my American Idol tape.
Excuse? Like, just like some random episode.
I think because I used to tape American Idol.
For sure.
I was like, hey, let's watch American Idol. And went online looking up places to go. Since it was late and we had to get up at 6:45. What?
Is it a school night?
I don't. Probably not. We attempted to fall asleep, but that didn't happen because we kept doing the whole your mom thing. It's addicting. Trust me. LOL.
Is it?
So then this morning we went to rehearsal. It was fairly productive and I had two sticky moments. Sticky was the guy in the play who like everyone thought was cute. And his real name is Mike, but we called him Sticky because he had a cane that was a stick. I think.
For the part, I'm assuming, the and part. Not like, as a person.
Yes, it was for My Fair Lady, and he was the guy who played Freddie, who's engaged, or, yeah, who, like, likes Eliza. Anyways, two sticky moments. Count that, people, two. Then, since Daniela was running late from her doctor's, appointment. This is just, like, everything's annoying. Why am I writing about this? I just went out to lunch at Wendy's with Claire and her mom. Really weird moment. This 20-year-old-ish kid came up to us wondering if we were interested in being on the Rochester City Youth Council because they needed more diversity. I lied and I said I was 17 because they needed 18 to 24-year-olds. LOL. And I don't even live in the city. So he wrote down all this info and gave it to us and then I gave my info to Sarah Nichols. LOL.
What? What? Everything you're saying is ridiculous.
Then tonight, I'm so sorry. Me, Sarah, and Clara went to go see Big Fish. Let me just say
what a great film.
Movie is amazing. It's so incredible. Your mom. Your mom's a bitch. LOL. I definitely suggest everyone go see it. I love it. It's so cute. And it's like a life learning lesson type of dealy. Yeah, whatever. Just go see it now! ! Wow, this is, get a load of this. So, since I was out, I had to tape my Wednesday night shows.
This keeps going.
Such as AI 3, American Idol 3, sure. The OC, The Bachelorette, and The Mole, which is a really good reality TV show starring Anderson Cooper. So, I was definitely right about The Mole, 110%. What now, Lauren? You owe me cookies. LOL. We must have had some kind of bet about who was The Mole.
I guess so.
So after I watched The Mole, I switched tapes and put in, why the detail of, like, me switching out VHS tapes? I switched tapes and put in my AI3 one, and surprise, surprise, right as they were about to announce the third person for the top three, my tape runs out.
Oh, no.
WTF is that shit. I'm so mad. But thankfully, I at least found out who got through. But still, I wanted to see all the drama. Ha ha. This also means that I didn't get the OC, but that's all right, because they usually have a repeat of that. Hopefully. I'm getting addicted to that show. Ha ha. All right, that's it. I'm going to go watch...
Is it?
I'm going to go watch The Bachelorette now. I am a TV dork. LOL. Peace, but peace is spelled pace. My current mood is frustrated.
First of all, you're still watching all the same shows.
Wow. Guys, we can talk about The Bachelorette later.
Oh, my.
I didn't need to, like, write all the details. It's so
That is, like, such slice of life.
It truly
it's
is.
So ridiculous.
I hate it.
Well, mine's really short, so.
I'm sure it is. You know, this. Yours is going to be existential.
I think it's, like, such a loser. So my closest one is February 3rd, 2004. 9:42 p.m. Veggies.
Oh, wow. Already on point.
I just read in an article about...
honestly, have we changed that much?
Yep. Nope.
Go on.
Just read an article about Kevin. My pea, or rather, my carrot. I'm not really sure which way it goes since Forrest Gump didn't specify. Get it? Like peas and carrots. Like Jenny and Forrest Gump is peas and carrots.
Oh.
Okay.
Thanks.
Anyways, I was thinking, does it matter more if you're behind the scenes rather than in them? I mean, I write for the paper all the time. But do my accomplishments get emailed to other parents boasting about the wonderful job I've done as a child?
Shut up.
No. Not that I'd like my parents to do that, but I'm starting to think that my career choice might not be ideal.
Whoa.
It's just, will I ever be appreciated? Will I ever be appreciated?
Nope.
I'd hope so. Maybe I will be. Which makes me think I'm the pea. Because at first, the kids eat the carrots, the more appealing one. And then eventually, as they get older and wiser, they eat the pea too. Right? Current mood. Thoughtful.
Yeah.
Current music. I Won't Make You by Something Corporate.
Wow, 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 wow.
Kevin was a boy of my youth who I, like, had a really big crush on. He probably won't hear this. It's fine.
No one.
Also, I don't have a crush on him anymore. I had a crush on him when I was, like, you know, 11. Oh, but God. I think it was, like, an article about his, like, successes in some sport.
Oh, I see.
You know?
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Some, like, local paper.
Yeah. He lived in Connecticut.
Sure.
What a loser.
Wow, you are... I read an article about Kevin.
Oh, my God. This is so fun.
It. I mean, it tracks. It tracks.
It does.
Is a thing.
So what I'm learning is neither of us have grown at all.
Yeah. Well, I think our writing styles have changed, but not...
Not dramatically.
Yeah. Oh.
The next date is November 28th, 2005.
So I have the exact date that Jenny randomly got, which is November 18th, 2005, 10:03 p.m. So we were sophomores in college, and it was the fall, like, we were just started being sophomores, and the next semester is when we went to the castle.
So nice.
The subject is you end up watching Chances Fade. Which is a Michelle Branch song, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's correct.
End up watching Chances. Well, whatever. It's because I meant, yeah. Anyways. Okay. It is 10:04 p.m. in Los Angeles, 1:04 a.m. Boston time.
Right.
Because I wrote this when I was in Los Angeles visiting my family.
So weird.
Last night I got approximately 3 hours of sleep. I'm at that point where I'm so tired where I can't really go to sleep. But all in all, it's worth it. Especially when your friends get up at 8:30 in the morning after getting 3 hours of sleep just to have breakfast with you before you leave for break. For the first time in my collegiate career, I have found myself truly missing school and actually having people to miss. I feel like I'm having that college experience that everyone else had last year. Too bad I have to leave it all in 23 days. Better late than never.
23 days? Where are you going?
Castle.
Oh. Go on.
Well, I mean, it was going to be Christmas break.
Right, I get it. Okay.
I also realized how much I love Boston. The air, the atmosphere, the people. I just love it all. Oh, and Michelle Branch, thanks for writing lyrics that have made me want to change my life for the better. We'll see how this goes. Current music, I should tell you, from Rent, OBC.
I love that.
That was more deep.
That is really so long.
It's really long.
Oh, my God. It's surprising no one. It's really existential. Are you ready?
This is, like, the most existential I've been.
Yeah, but you're really growing.
Look at how the spacing on this.
Oh, yeah.
You're really
growing.
You can
tell, you can see the thought process.
Oh, my God.
Are you ready?
Oh, God, yeah.
I don't think you are, but.
I'm not. I'll never be.
Okay. November 19th, 2005, at 12:53 a.m.
So we were both at Emerson, just not friends.
Yeah. You were probably.
Ships in the night.
Oh, but it was. What date is this?
November 19th, so the day after yours.
So, like, it was
right before
Thanksgiving break.
Yeah. I don't think I'd left yet, though, but let's see. It's fall. Oh, the title is It's Been a While. It's fall. The fall came today out of the sky with the moment of high-pressure systems and a little bribery of Mother Nature.
Oh, my God.
The sky cleared its visage, and its beauty surpassed anything on this earth. The weather was right, and I set out to conquer the bus system of Boston. I knew the day would bring great things. This is so embarrassing. Sometimes on a night alone, she thinks of him. Setting the stage. We're sophomores, mm-hmm. So I'd broken up with my high school boyfriend and then had a tumultuous summer. So just going from there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes on a night alone, he thinks of her. Sometimes these thoughts occur at exactly the same moment and he and she are connected and they never know it. They did share something. The reason he held back, the reason he did not give himself... was because he wanted part of her, not all of her. What, Jenny? In the end, He realized the real reason was because he wanted, all he wanted was everything to be encompassed in her. Everything I'm writing is disgusting. But as to some things, it was too late when he realized that it hurt both of them.
You know what this sounds like? It sounds like fanfic.
Yes, it does. You wrote fanfic about my own life? What an idiot. They're both happy.
There's the title. Sorry. Yeah. Just remember this, Tracy. Future Tracy and Jenny.
They're both happy now. But when they had these shared thoughts at the exact same moment, they remember something that was true and real. But that's life, isn't it? The weather is changing, and it is time for us to become ready for a change. Mid-November, and the time is right, and here we are waiting. I waited at the bus stop today and realized something. Everything was going to be life. Life and real. Yay. Real and true and life.
Oh, my God.
Oh. All we have is life.
It's true.
Oh, my God.
Where's the lie?
All we have is life. Pain, happiness, joy, sorrow, unfairness, karma, God, gods, the love of Jesus, the love of Allah, the love of one's own soul. Life is where we... What? Life is where we are. Life is what we will have. And life is what molded us as a human race. Life is what each has had. And some have been worth the struggle. There have been love stories and lost loves. There have been tragedies and comedies. There have been burdens and weights and chains. There have been moments of hope and continuity and faith. There have been moments of confusion or frustration or anger. There have been stories of the lonely, the homeless, the hungry, the ugly, the innocent, the arrogant, the ignorant. What? There have been other people like me, a love lost, a confusion, a heart that started feeling things as it should again. The questioning and the clearness, the first kiss and the second and the last. And yet, again, not the last. Then the real last. Then the memories and the dancing and the beaches and the stars.
Oh my God.
3 hours on the hammock, which I mentioned in the last post.
Oh my gosh.
Crying in his arms over those 3 hours, three more loving him. This is real obnoxious. There have been other people like me. They've seen movies that move them. They have seen the burdens of the world close enough to stay far, far away. They have taken trips to the ER. They've gotten painful phone calls and have known the words, he's gone. They have been so stressed about things that would not matter tomorrow if their life was over and through. They have been other people like me that have been happy. They have strung popcorn on thread for Christmas trees. They have attended church and hated it, and attended church and loved it. They have a tradition for things like cookies on girls' nights, like always picking out a tree the Saturday after Thanksgiving. They make to-do lists and hang them on their walls and their journals in their minds. They have drafted these to-do lists again over and over again because they get cluttered. They have anger wheels from their best friends. They have pictures on their fridges. They have pictures on their desks. There have been other people like me, those who make lists of love of those they love, those who beach write, those who have favorite places and at the ocean and the barn of books that feed their souls. There are others who take out joy in sending letters to their friends. There are those who enjoy highlighting things that have taken place in their planners. What a loser. I definitely did that until very recently. There are others who connect with people they've never met because they made eye contact with them in the common or through the Emerson Cafe window while James Saylor singing to you, but not during the commercial break on the radio, because those things don't happen, you know. You only fall in love when the perfect music is playing.
I kind of liked the end.
Oh, thank you so much. What a tool. My God, Jenny.
You know what's funny is, like, I think our writing styles are similar. Obviously, this is like 10, 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still feel like we're just like in an elevated version of what we've read.
Yeah. Just like our personalities, really. So yeah. It's nice.
I mean, yeah.
But like nothing. It's just so funny because it's like nothing. These are all clearly just about Mark.
Right.
It's fine.
I love it.
Oh my God. So we do the last one?
Yeah. The last post ever.
Last post ever.
Okay. Mine, I just want to clarify. It kind of, I don't mean to make this dark, but like I always look and see this and think that this could pass as a suicide note, but obviously it's not.
Oh my God, that's very stressful.
But the title is Bon Voyage.
So it's like a cognizant decision to be done with your live journal.
I didn't mean it to be, but like you'll get it in this context.
Okay.
So the last one I ever wrote was May 20th, 2007, 9:46 p.m.
So we were already out. No, junior year.
Yes. 2007.
Jeff
and I were dating when you wrote this.
Wow.
Just to be clear.
Yeah. I is a year away from graduating. I also changed my moods to be Gilmore Girls themed because this is at the height of Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
And Gilmore Girls might be mentioned in this.
Great.
Okay. It's called Bon Voyage. Oh, also, that's why. It's because that's when the Gilmore Girls finale was, like around this time.
Okay.
And the Gilmore Girls finale is called Bon Voyage. Yeah. Okay. Sometimes I get a little too emotionally attached to fictional characters, i.e. Lorelai and Rory Gilmore. Yes, the show has come to an end, and most people would just think, yeah, it happens. It's a TV show. And it is. But sometimes, as unhealthy as it sounds, the characters become the closest thing you have to people you can always count on to make you laugh and escape from it all. And even more so in the final seasons, I find myself in the same position Rory is in, trying to figure out her life as a college student, if this is the right career path I should be on, where I want to be after I graduate, trying to make sense of my life. And I think the end of the show is not only a culmination of the past 7 seasons that helped me escape to a world of quirky characters and nonstop witty banter, but a reflection of what my life is and could end up being. And that's scary. Today I was on the T passing by BU and students wearing their cap and gowns, walking across their campus with their families to what is, for most of them, the last moments of their educational career. And in a year, it will be me. Then I started thinking, is how I'm living my life now how I want to define my college career? Am I doing everything I want to be? College is the time you're supposed to find yourself, right? Have I found me? Am I ready to live in the, quote, real world? Whatever happens, I have a year to do everything I want to do and figure everything out before the 17th season of my show comes to an end. Bon voyage.
Wow.
Got a grip.
I love that so much. It's so on brand for you.
Oh, and then, like, my mood is, like, Gilmore Girls melancholy, and it's a picture of sad Lane.
Oh, my God. I feel like we should include that.
In just this?
Yeah, just, like, that image.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I feel like it's raw on brand for you, though.
It is.
You know what? Spoiler alert, 2007 Tracy. We're still unclear what we're doing.
Very, very true.
I don't know if we found ourselves or if we're on the right career path, but we're making it work.
Who knows?
We're making it work. Wow. Oh my God. Okay, well, the last one that I wrote before, like, I mean, obviously, caveat, I had another blog after this.
Right. Providential life.
Yeah, which I still write on.
Yeah, you do.
We'll do this another 10 years from now.
We both have blogs. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Now we have a podcast.
But now I have So the last one I wrote on this was September 20th, 2006.
Okay, so we were...
So we were...
It's the fall.
It's the fall of our junior year.
Mm-hmm.
So I was not dating Jeff.
Yeah.
I started dating him right after this.
Oh, in 2007.
Yeah, I started dating him like probably 2 months after this.
Right. But we had already known each other.
Yes.
We are friends at this point.
But I don't ever talk about anyone, so you wouldn't know.
Great. Thanks.
What I was like, what about? Okay. There's no subject.
Oh.
I think a lot of mine, like, I stopped making subjects according to this. Like, none of these have subjects.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I scrolled down. Okay. September 20th, 2006, 10:04 p.m. School has started, and it has been a whirlwind for a moment. I've forgotten about you. I mean, I haven't really, but I've tried. This is, spoiler alert, it's about Mark.
This is actually ilovemarktennis.livejournal.com. Yeah. Right.
I am working in ignorance. It has worked so far. It's been a week. Actually, this might be about Ben. Unclear.
Whoa.
Well, let's keep reading and find out. It has worked so far. It's been a week. It's been a month. I'm working on following social cues and doing what you're supposed to do. But I can't live in black and white anymore. I am seeing gray and I hate it. I hate you for being in it. I hate that you are not supporting it. I want to be somewhere. I want to see it clear cut. I want someone to make the decision for me. In a way, someone is. I have no say. Yeah, this is definitely about Ben.
100.
A 100. I sit and I wait and I watch everyone make decisions which affect me in a fierce way, and none of them are thinking about me. I wonder how selfish I really am being. I wonder how many people would be affected if I made similar decisions. I wonder how many wouldn't care. I wonder how many would. I wonder what I'm supposed to do. I wonder. I'm sick of waiting and wondering. Quote. But do you feel like that? Do you really feel like that because you feel like that or because it's what's in front of you?
Mm.
I wonder how long this question will take me to answer. Will my feelings of the past really ever go away? Probably not, especially considering the way we left it all. But does that mean I am tied down, burdened, jaded? Maybe a little, maybe a lot, enough to change my decisions today. I am being cautious. I'm being pessimistic. I don't believe I can get anywhere, and I don't know why, but I just feel like maybe this rut that I am in is supposed to be a pattern for a while. And I don't know, tomorrow everything could change, and I could write this new post that talks about 1,000,001 ways that I am happier than I am today. But for now, I am missing the point of tomorrow. This is also V-dramatic.
This is V-dramatic.
Oh my God. Sense, this is life. Get up, class and work, sleep. I have no time to breathe. Hell, my week is scheduled by the hour. It's like my life is speeding by and I don't have any time to live. I feel overwhelmed. Next week, my hours lessen, my stress levels will lower, and I will be ready to go. I will be breathing at a normal pace, and my mood ring will turn back to blue. Hope. While I breathe, I hope. And while I hope, I breathe.
Wow. Honestly? So deep.
Wow.
I appreciated that.
Thank you so much. Again. I want you to know that I changed my... I had to go to my other updated live journal for this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Commonly Uncommon, Stories of a Common College Life.
Stop.
What a
loser.
Stories
of a Common College Life. Oh my God. I could spend hours looking through my live journal. I just, like, it's such a time capsule of my life.
Yeah.
That, like, this one's called Adam Levine is Deep.
Wow. I mean, I really think I could, I could probably do this forever. Okay, well, that was ridiculous.
That was like, let's never do it again, but also let's do it next week.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to start reading your live journal, and I'll send you notes as I read.
Oh, no. It's time to move on.
It's time to move on by moving back.
Oh.
So, speaking of things that happened in the past.
Yeah.
For this week, we're talking 90s trends.
90s trends.
Would you like me to go first, or do you want to go first?
You go first.
Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
And away we go. Neon colors.
Love it.
Sexy schoolgirl outfits.
Oh, I mean, it's the way you said it. It's like, sorry. Yeah, love them. Like, that's weird, but did I dress up as Britney Spears one year? Yeah.
So love it. I mean, embrace it. I mean, embrace your inner sexy schoolgirl. Abstract print fabric, specifically jumpers.
Huh?
Like things with abstract abstract patterns on them. As a fabric.
No idea what you're saying. I hate it. I don't know.
Stirrup pants.
Stirrup.
Yeah.
Love it.
Those poofy bangs that you like use a round brush to get.
Hate it. It's very 90s. It's stuck in the 90s. Show me these abstract sheets.
Please hold. Just like any abstract pattern. Not sheets necessarily.
I thought you were going to say.
Like, look at all these things.
Oh.
You know?
It's like Will, think Will Smith.
Yeah.
Different like colors. Lines, bunch of lines, triangles and squares. Sure.
Well,
love
it.
Well,
I say abstract.
Oh my God. All right. Okay. Great, great, great. Oh, some of my trends are like not just fashion.
That's fine.
Okay. Ready?
Ready.
In a way, we go. Tamagotchis.
Love it.
Plastic choker necklaces.
Ugh, hate it.
Doc Martens.
Ugh. I guess love it. Love
yeah,
it.
You would.
Yeah.
Pogs.
Oh, hate it.
Furby.
Hate it. Mm-hmm. I had Doc Martens, but I would always like, because they were so heavy, I used to like kick myself in the ankle and cut myself open.
Oh my God. What?
I don't know why. Like, it must be something in the way I walk. So I always had cuts on my ankles from them.
Are you okay?
What was your second one?
Tamagotchi.
And that was the first one.
The chokers.
Oh, I don't know. I don't like anything on my neck. It makes me feel like I'm being choked.
Oh my gosh. I used to wear that all the time. I thought it was so cool. Spoiler. I wasn't.
Spoiler, I feel like I saw you wearing one last week.
Spoiler, I may still have it, like, back at home.
I mean, they're in now, again.
They, you know, everything in the 90s is in now.
Yeah. Abstract print jumpers are.
I didn't understand what you were saying.
Definitely in.
All right. now the time has come for us to share our jam jams. Ew, what?
Jam jam.
Jam
jams. Jams.
So my jam this week is like a Jenny jam, and it's food.
I love it.
And it's really not one type of food. It's a flavor that maybe is sweeping the nation, at least in LA. I feel like it's become more prevalent in the past few years. It's always been prevalent in my life, and it's ube flavored.
Delicious.
Which is traditionally a Filipino flavor. It's usually mostly used in like pastries or sweets. It comes from a purple yam, and
so good.
The yam itself doesn't taste like it, but like when you add stuff to it, it tastes like ube flavor. I don't know how to describe it.
It's delicious.
It's
I can't think of something that compare. I guess like red bean paste. Like red beans don't taste like that, but like once you
get
them to a place, they have. You know what I mean?
Red bean.
Does that make sense?
Yes. So
not that they taste the same, just that they have similar
processes.
Yes.
Ube everything. I've had a pancake. That's delicious. Mm-hmm. There's a place in on Sawtelle. In Santa Monica here in Los Angeles, California. Called Cafe Be Sweet. And they have ube bread pudding.
What?
It is. Oh my god, my mouth's watering just thinking about it. It comes fresh out of their like little crock pot.
Yum.
And then they put pandan sauce on it, which is like green, and it's their leaves, pandan leaves, which is like, I don't know, like close to a vanilla flavor almost.
Yum.
They also have other things. You got today. I looked up ube cinnamon rolls. You got your ube ice cream. You got your brownies, your cookies, your cakes.
I've seen an ube croissant. I don't know how good it was.
Oh my god,
I didn't have it, but it
sounded amazing. At Cafe 86 in Pasadena and other locations, they have an ube like truffle,
what,
like a cake truffle. That's basically like a cake pop. It's so good. They run out real fast.
I think we should make ube cinnamon rolls.
I think we should too. I saw it today and I was like, "Are you kidding me with this?"
Cinnamon rolls are not hard. They're just time consuming.
Yeah, I have time. Great. I mean, you know,
I'm can be consumed.
I can make. I can have. Anyways,
gotta go.
So everyone look it up. If you are in Los Angeles, there are plenty of places that you can go. Yes. I'll put some on the site. If you're
like ice cream.
Yep. Magnolia brand has really good ice cream. If you're like in a big city, like a New York, a Chicago,
Houston.
Sure. Yep.
Miami.
Yep. I don't know. You probably have like a local store you can go to, or an Asian place that you can go to. If you're in a smaller town,
come over.
Good luck. Oh, we had different approaches to that. Jenny, what's your jam?
My jam is also a Jenny jam in that it's food related.
Jenny jam.
My jam, which I looked back to make sure I didn't do this before, and if I did, other people probably don't remember. Mm. My jam is Ina Garten. Also known as the Barefoot Contessa.
She is
like, if Paula Deen was way snottier and obviously not racist, and Martha Stewart-ish, she's like her. I made her flag cake, which is that recipe that I made on 4th of July. All of her, like every time I make something by her, I'm reminded about all of her recipes are so good. She like, her husband's name is Jeffrey, and she like lives in New York, and like she has a house in the Hamptons, and she makes her husband like a whole chicken every Friday, and like she's just like so obnoxious, but I love her, you know,
so obnoxious.
Like she's just like, make sure you use good olive oil. Like, what does that mean even? And like,
it's good olive oil, Jenny. I don't,
just like her, the things that she says are crazy.
Yeah,
but you know what, do I grocery shop the way she taught me to 20 years ago? Yeah. I do. I grocery shop by category, and like, do I have most of her cookbooks? A hundo. So I love, she's like that, like it's like if you had an aunt who like was a professional chef who like was always right about food, but was like really obnoxious about it. That'd be her.
By category?
Yeah. So I separate like by section of the store. So like I separate my grocery list into five sections. It's shelf, fridge, meat, dairy, freezer.
Mm.
And so that way, like, when you're walking through the grocery store, you can just be like, here are all the produce. Like, here's all the, I mean, do I still walk through like multiple times? Yeah. But it's definitely like streamlined my grocery shopping.
Wow. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Tip.
Hot tip,
hot
guys.
Tip.
Yeah.
Hot tip.
So yeah, Ina.
Love it.
Love ya.
All right. Another episode done.
Can't believe it. We only have two more episodes this season.
Oh my gosh. And we're going to hopefully make them great.
Time flies. Maybe next season we can have Evie on.
Oh my God. Yeah.
A special She'll guest. Probably She'll say be able to words. Say some words yeah. by then.
As always, you can find us at
thatsourjampodcast.com. Okay, cool.
Or on social meds.
That's our jam.
That's our jam.
That's our jam.
Stroke.
On Twitter.
We'd also like to thank Megan-Roy.com for her lovely illustrations.
And thanks to Steve, No Internet Steve, for our music. We love you.
And you can find me on cookiesandsangria.com.
And the social media?
Oh, sure. Cookies Sangria. That's updated more than the actual blog.
You can find me at Garlic My Soul on Instagram or at garlicmysoul.com. But don't go there because it's not updated. So go to my Instagram. The end.
We're really good at updating our blog.
Yeah, we're really. Well.
You know what?
Well, we used to in 2003.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. Oh my God. I hope you guys enjoyed that because we sure did.
We really did.
We'll catch you next time.
All right. Bye.